With the blessings of Moshe Rabbeinu, to all the Shvatim, to all the 12 tribes of Klal Yisrael, he takes leave from his beloved nation, his beloved people. And if we take a close look, we notice that the parasha starts off with the words B'nai Yisrael, and that the parasha ends off with the words Le'ene Kol Yisrael. And that is because everything that happens in this world revolves around Klal Yisrael, concerns Klal Yisrael. It's all about them. It's all about Hashem's chosen people. Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not bless all of the Shvatim collectively, everyone together, but rather individually, each tribe by itself, just like Yaakov Avinu did when he blessed the Shvatim before he passed away. And these blessings and these nevuahs, the prophecies for the future, what is to take place by Klal Yisrael, all depended on the future fulfillment of Klal Yisrael as regards keeping the Torah and observing the mitzvahs. The parasha starts off V'zois HaBrocha Asher Berech Moshe Ish Ho'elekim as B'nai Yisrael. And these are the blessings which Moshe Rabbeinu blessed the B'nai Yisrael. And the Torah finds it very important here to mention, as the Chamishah Chumshei Torah are being completed, that these blessings are not to be taken lightly, because they were given by Ish Ho'elekim. They're given here by a godly and a holy man. And that means that everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said now was inspired by Hashem. And the way Moshe Rabbeinu starts off the brochas is by praising Hashem Yisbarach first and foremost. That is what we do when we start to speak. At a simcha, first thing we do is we praise Hashem. Then he went on to praise Klal Yisrael, and he described why they are worthy of the blessings. Because they accepted Hashem, they accepted as a Torah, and not just did they accept the Torah, but in Har Sinai they accepted the Torah in unity. There was an Achdus. And Klal Yisrael recognized the oneness of Hashem in the world, that Ein Oil Mulvadoi. Now Moshe Rabbeinu made clear at this point that the fulfillment of V'zois HaBrocha Sheberech Moshe, that the fulfillment that the brochas should be Niskayim, should take place, depended on another V'zois, and that is the V'zois HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe Lefnei B'nei Yisrael Al Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe. And that there is a correlation between the Zois HaBrocha and the Zois HaTorah. And Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Klal Yisrael with a Torah that was authored Al Pi Hashem. It was not just some kind of writing that there are those that would like to accuse Moshe of having done, but it's important to know it was Al Pi Hashem. But now, in order to merit the blessings contained in the Torah, Klal Yisrael would have to live according to the guidelines and the statutes of the Torah. And this is, if we remember what Moshe Rabbeinu relayed to Klal Yisrael in Parshas Kisavai, he said, Ubo alecha kol habrachos se'ela v'hisigucha, that all of the brachas that are contained in the Torah, we will benefit from them, but it's an etznai. It's on a condition, kisishma b'koil Hashem alakecha, if we will listen to the voice of Hashem. And there are Kabbalistic insights into the word v'zois. The word v'zois has an importance, and David HaMelech when he wants to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he also utilizes this word v'zois. He says, K'me'eis Hashem hois v'zois. And this was all from Hashem. What was he referring to? He's referring to the Torah, the v'zois HaTorah as a Moshe, and also to the blessings that we can expect to receive when we fulfill Hashem's will. V'zois HaBracha SheBerech Moshe. And for us to be able to acquire these blessings, we need to dedicate our lives to living a Torah life as taught to us by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ish Elokim taught us. Like they say in Yiddish, the get l'chayid, the holy man taught us. And who is this Ish Elokim the Torah describes in its final words in the parasha of Lekom Navi Oid B'Yisrael K'moisha, Asher Yodoy Hashem Ponim El Ponim, that there never arose a prophet that could compare to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Asher Yodoy Hashem, to whom Hashem revealed himself. And Hashem didn't just reveal himself, but the Torah says it was Ponim El Ponim. And what does that mean, Ponim El Ponim? We know Hashem doesn't have no face. So what does that mean? So Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu medaber elav b'chaleis sheroitze, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever he wanted to. He was able to speak to Hashem like a person who has a close familiarity with another person, and he speaks to him whenever he wants. This is our Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the Moshe Rabbeinu who Hashem describes elsewhere that he was an onav ma'oid mikol adam asher al pneihu adama, that he was the most humble person that ever existed on earth. This is the man who Hashem testifies about b'chol beisi ne'emanhu, that he's the most trusted that I have. Now these accolades and these descriptions of Moshe Rabbeinu are very important for us to remember, because it helps us ingrain into our consciousness that Moshe emes v'seirose emes. That Moshe the Navi is truthful, and the Torah that he taught us is truthful. It establishes for us an ironclad reason why serving Hashem should be our top priority in life. Because Torah is pure, Torah is truth, and it was delivered to us by Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Ish Elokim Ish Emes. Through him, Hashem performed all the miracles witnessed by all of Klal Yisrael, who left Mitzrayim. And he was the one who brought down the Torah to us from Har Sinai. And all the Yidden who stood at Har Sinai were able to witness this. How Hashem gave Moshe the Luchos. And how Hashem spoke to the entire nation. And this is the reason why the Rambam felt that it was so important to incorporate in the 13 principles of faith, 3 animamins pertaining to Torah truths. And I want to share them with you because I feel it's very, very important for us to always keep this in mind. The Animam says, Animam Bebamunah Shalim, I believe with a complete faith and trust, Shinavu is Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Hashem, that the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, Chosa Amitis, was truthful. Veshuaya Avla Navim, Lakodmim Lefanov, and he was the father of all prophets. Those before him, Velabam Acharim, those after him. And we say another Animamim, that we believe with a full faith, you call the Torah Hamitzuyah to be Yadenu, that the whole Torah that we have today in our possession, that he and the Sunnah of Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Shalom, was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then we say another animamin, that Shazos HaTorah Lo Semuchul Lefes, that it is not changeable. And that V'lo Yisei Torah Cheres, Meis HaBoyers Bo Shemai, that there shall not be any other Torah other than the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to us. And therefore, it is no wonder that every day in our tefillahs, we complete the Shema, we say the words Hashem Elokeichem Emes. That Hashem is Emes. There's no other Emes but Hashem. And then shortly thereafter, we say at the conclusion of the Tefillah of Olitzi and Goyel, we say, Baruch Elokeinu, blessed be Hashem, Shebronu L'chvoida, that you created us for your honor, V'nasal lanu Torah's Emes, and that you gave us a Torah's Emes. Through who did we get this Torah's Emes? We got it through Moshe Rabbeinu. So we are here on this world to pursue truth and to live a truthful life. And that is why it is so crucial for us to establish this truth as soon as possible. Because once we have done that, and once we have established clearly in our minds and in our consciousness the truth of Torah, then it's easy. It's not so hard to serve Hashem and to dedicate ourselves to His service. It's not so difficult to dedicate ourselves to a higher standard of living. It's not difficult anymore to go out of our way and to strive a little harder to fulfill Hashem's will. And this is why our patriarchs, our matriarchs, our Avos HaKadoshim were Moser Nefesh, and were willing to sacrifice their very lives in defiance of the Goyim, of the Gentiles, and the way they live. Whether it was Chana v'Shiva Baneha, Chana and the 7 sons who sacrificed their lives and would not bow down to an idol, or whether it was the Mekadshei Hashem during the time of the Spanish Inquisition, during the Auto de Fa, when they were burnt at the stake, or more recently, during the Nazi Holocaust. Now, Moshe was described by Hashem over here as we spoke as an Ish Elokim, a godly person. And that must also be our goal in our life, to try to become godly people, living to sanctify Hashem's name throughout our life, and to leave behind an offspring who is going to do the same by watching us do it. So Moshe left us a truth. Moshe left us a heritage. He left us a vision. He left us a mission. He infused into our DNA Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And the more we appreciate this truth, then the more we will try to live a perfect Torah life down to the last detail. And the more we will try to connect to Hashem by performing His mitzvahs, then we will be fulfilling the purpose that we were created for on this world. And this was one of David HaMelech's main goals in life. He wanted to be considered by Hashem as an Eved Hashem, as a true servant of Hashem. And this was his daily goal. He tried to be an Oved Hashem so that he should be able to earn the status of being an Eved Hashem. He tried to constantly serve Hashem to the best of his ability. And this is what he declared. He said, Ana Hashem, ki ani avdecha. He said it straight out to Hashem. This is what I want to do, Hashem. I want to be a truthful servant to you. So what did David HaMelech aim for? He aimed for one thing, to be an Eved Hashem. This is what he considered to be praiseworthy. And not in vain did he work very hard to achieve this status. He wanted to earn the degree that Moshe Rabbeinu himself earned. And we find that Hashem referred to Moshe Rabbeinu this way, that Hashem Yisbarach referred to Moshe as his trustworthy servant. Hashem Yisbarach said, "Lechein avdi Moshe, not so, my servant Moshe, b'chol beis namanu, he is trustworthy more than anyone." And we find the same expression by the Navi Malachi, where Hashem speaks through him and he says, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi, Asher Tzivisi Oisem Bechorev, remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. And this was David HaMelech's goal. And he achieved it. We find that Hashem Yisbarach declared through the Navi Yecheskel, and not only by the Navi Yecheskel, we find it in many other places also, where David HaMelech is referred to as an Eved Hashem. The Navi says, V'David Avdi, Nosi Lehem La'olam, that David HaMelech, who's considered a servant of Hashem, will be a Nosi for Klal Yisrael La'olam Vod, that David HaMelech, the Eved Hashem, and that his offspring, forever and forever, would serve Klal Yisrael. And it happens to be that this is exactly how the Torah describes the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll look at the end of the parasha. The parasha says, V'yomas Moshe, Evan Hashem. Doesn't just say V'yomas Moshe, Be'eretz Moav. V'yomas Moshe, Evan Hashem, Be'eretz Moav. And it was Al-Pi Hashem. That Moshe Rabbeinu, the servant of Hashem, died through the kiss of Hashem. It was a divine kiss, like Rashi says. He had a misa neshika. He lived as an Eved Hashem, so he passed on as an Eved Hashem until the last moment, without any grievances or complaints to Hashem that he wasn't allowed into Eretz Yisrael. He remained an Eved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu received the greatest compliment that a human being could receive, and the greatest level that a person could attain. That his whole life, he was an Eved Hashem. He lived for Hashem's sake. And he did it al-pi Hashem, all according to Hashem's will. And because he lived al-pi Hashem, he was zoicha to a misa of neshika al-pi Hashem. So after we complete reading the Torah for time immemorable, we go hagba, we raise the Torah, we turn the Torah in all directions, and Klal Yisrael, whoever's in attendance, testifies and says the words, v'zois ha-Torah. This is the Torah, Asher Sam Moshe Lefnei B'nei Yisrael, which Moshe placed before the Klal Yisrael. And it was Al-Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe. It was by the word of Hashem. This is the exact Torah, as it was given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu. There is no change. It is wholesome and it is true. Completely MS. And this is V'zois HaTorah. This is the legacy that Moshe Rabbeinu left us. An unchangeable legacy. A wholesome legacy. And we are told, V'leka mida d'leremiza ba'araisa, that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, which isn't contained in the Torah. This is the great gift Hashem has given to the Jewish people, has given us. And this is why we rejoice so much within our Simchas Torah. So when we complete the reading of the Torah, how do we complete it? What better way is there to complete it than with V'zois HaBrocha, the blessings that Moshe showered upon Bnei Yisrael? And how do those blessings end? It's noteworthy to repeat them. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ashrecha Yisrael, fortunate are you, Klal Yisrael. Mi kamoicha, who is like you? And that's the truth. There is no nation, no nation in the world that can compare to Klal Yisrael, that can compare to us. Am Noshe Ba'Hashem, our nation that was saved by Hashem. How much, how often has Hashem saved us from all our enemies? Rabbi Yaakov Emden says in his Siddur, greater than the ness of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of going out of Mitzrayim, greater than the ness of Kriyas Yamsuf, greater than all the nisim that Hashem performed, the greatest ness of all miracles is the ness of our existence to this very day, where we have managed to outlive all the Gentile nations, all the aggressors, all those who have tried to annihilate us. We still exist here. That's the Amnoisha by Hashem, a nation saved by Hashem. And the blessing ends off with a haftacha, with an avua, that we will be victorious over all our enemies. So we have to stay strong, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. We can never give up our faith and our hope. And our prayer is that this last Navu of Moshe Rabbeinu will be niskayim very shortly. May we all merit to witness this day in our time.